More of Lake Effect Now, I'm Mitch Tyke. That all persons held as slaves within any state or designated part of a state, the people whereof shall then be in rebellion against the United States, shall be then, thenceforward, and forever free. We know these words. They're from the opening lines of the Emancipation Proclamation, which upon being issued by President Lincoln went into effect January 1, 1863. But many people don't know that these words were actually written 150 years ago this month, September 22, 1862, a date included in the famous executive orders text. The so-called Great Emancipator Lincoln had been wanting to issue such a proclamation in order to urge rebelling states to return to the Union in exchange for requiring the abolition of slavery on them. But he felt that he needed a military victory to do so, and the gory battles at Antietam 5 days earlier gave Lincoln the means. As part of our Iron Brigade and Beyond Civil War series, Lake Effect contributor and historian Thomas Martin Sobotke takes us back to the initial Emancipation Proclamation.
No more,
no more shame.
Most people are familiar with the actual proclamation on January 1st, 1863, where Lincoln declared that as of that date, slaves held in areas that were under rebellion by the Confederacy would be henceforward and forever free. And he recognized in that great proclamation that this was an act of justice. Today, historians recognize that he is the great emancipator. He's a great president. But that was only a part of the story. Obviously, slaves had to run away. They had to refuse to work. They had to defy their masters. They didn't have to, but these were things they would do. They had to self-emancipate themselves. They had to act. But that proclamation was sort of a beacon to say, it's on now. This is the time to go. This is the time to take that chance of history and grasp your freedom. But before that, 5 days after the Battle of Antietam, the president shares with the entire nation, including the Confederacy, that he's going to do it. That he's giving the Confederacy, it's this really an amazing thing. In that document, he actually gives the Confederacy 100 days between the 22nd of September 62 and January 1st, 1863. If they were to come back into the Union and lay down their arms, they could keep their slaves. And he even suggested in a message to Congress that year in 62 that he really thought compensated emancipation was a good idea. And that was a message to these border states like Kentucky and other states and Delaware and Maryland and Missouri that, you know, if you're loyal to the Union, but if you want, we can actually pay you for these slaves if you'll free them. In the case of the border states loyal to the Union, they had none of it. And of course, we know the Confederacy, by this time, this war is nasty. This war is costly. And they want to stick it out in the Confederacy, and not one state of the Confederacy makes a single movement toward coming back into the Union. Jefferson Davis sends an angry, almost, message to his Congress in Richmond, Virginia, where he says, you know, this is the most inexorable act of guilty man.
It was the day.
They are angry. They know that this is an invitation to servile insurrection all over the South. It is a beacon to tell black people who are in bondage everywhere in the Confederacy that they should act to gain their freedom. It's mentioned in the proclamation. It's also mentioned that you should do nothing with violence. You should not initiate any violence. But Confederate slaveholders who are already nervous about controlling these people aren't buying it. And so, you know, this is a terrific thing, but that there's this 100-day period where if you want the old Union, this is your last chance. And when he declared that proclamation on January 1st, 1863, Abraham Lincoln was saying, now if the Union wins, your slaves are on the table and they are going to be free. And wherever the Union Army goes, when we take your territory, we're also going to free your slaves.
No more auction.
Pewaukee historian and teacher Thomas Martin Sabatke is also author of the book Across That Dark River, The Civil War Memory, published by Moving Train Books, LLC. Our Civil War series is produced by Stephanie Lecce. The song we played during our segment was No More Auction Block for Me, sung by the group Sweet Honey in the Rock.